Right, I want to speak to Matthew Collins from People Before Profit. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Frank.
Matthew, I would have thought People Before Profit would have been fully supportive of public transport, but you guys are leading a charge this evening at council for a protest about this glider service.
Well, first of all, People Before Profit are fully supportive of public transport and investment in the public transport, but we think it has to be done right and done correctly. And I think for our part and for my part, West Belfast in particular is slowly facing a crisis of local planning. And I think it beggars belief that the new BRT system, which involves up to £90 million investment, actually seems to be making this crisis worse and not better. I mean, there's all sorts of issues that are coming alongside the BRT system. And I think generally it's because the concerns of local people and local residents and the local community have been ignored really throughout this process. For example, we have a situation where disabled people and the elderly are no longer able to park at their own homes. We have a situation where school parents are deeply concerned on the Falls Road at St. Kevin's School about the health and safety of their children when they're bringing them to school in the morning, because there's now no safe place for them to park. And it's really becoming a bit of a disaster. I think BRT's been a bit of a disaster, not because bus lanes are a bad thing or because public transport isn't important, but because really bureaucratic managers backed by the establishment political parties have devised a plan which really ignored all local input. It got rid of bus stops where communities wanted them retained. It removed parking spots in front of homes, as I say, including those of the disabled. It made decisions on traffic flow that a 2-minute conversation with any resident would tell you would be a disaster. It's begun to destroy access to local shops without any serious thoughts for the effects. And generally, it's ignored all input from those that know their streets and areas the best. So I think we need expansive extension of our public transport. Everyone agrees with that. But extending it means engaging with the public and those who use it instead of treating them as an afterthought or a nuisance. So that's really what we're trying to address tonight in Belfast City Council. This motion that I'm proposing tonight came out of a mass meeting of residents last week in West Belfast. It was endorsed unanimously by the meeting, and it's calling on Belfast City Council to immediately step in to resolve some of these issues by meeting the Department for Infrastructure, by organising a cross-party delegation that all parties in Belfast City Council can come along to in order to get around the table and resolve these issues immediately. As I say, not one kid's safety at St. Kevin's School should be compromised for this investment.
So what are you expecting? You're expecting some sort of special parking facility for the parents of the children at St. Kevin's School on the Falls Road, because they previously parked at the pavement. They got their children out and led them into the school. They can't park at the pavement now because the glider bus lane goes straight past the front door of the school. So you feel that they need to provide some special parking facility on the Falls Road for the parents, or do they need to have special permission to park in the bus lane for half an hour?
Well, I think both of those options need to be on the table and need to be discussed. And I think what I would say now is that elements of BRT should be delayed in order to ensure a competent and satisfactory implementation if that's necessary. And I think that the situation at the front of St. Kevin's really warrants that, because it just isn't sustainable. I mean, we've had a situation for years where parents would have dropped their kids off to the front of the school. Now they're saying they can't do that. Let's not forget, this is a primary school, so these kids are too young to maybe be, you know, dropped off a long distance up the road ahead of it. Some of them last week were just having to park in the bus lane and drop them off. Others were talking about getting into a cemetery at Faithment, which is going to create all sorts of problems. So the point is, the situation isn't sustainable as it stands. DFI need to address it immediately. And I think all those options need to be on the table in terms of resolving the thing.
And is it essential for these parents to bring their car to the school? Can they not walk the children to the school, or are they simply too far away from the school?
Well, certainly my sense is that yes, some of them are too far away, and it isn't convenient, obviously, for people who are, you know, the school runs in the morning aren't an easy thing for parents who maybe have to go to work and all the rest of it. So this isn't the case of kind of a couple of residents kicking up who, you know, live nearby and could just walk. You know, this is a big school and involves a large group of people. That part of the road was already an absolute bottleneck. It was already difficult for them to get the schools off there anyway. Putting a bus lane in front of it and blocking them from parking isn't the resolution that we need.
The disabled people you've spoken about who can't park outside their homes. This is the length and breadth of the Andersonstown Road and the Falls Road that you primarily would be speaking about. But how many families are affected, genuinely affected, that access to their home is difficult, as opposed to families who had the pleasure of parking outside their houses who now no longer can do it?
Well, let me say, our constituency office has been swamped with people coming to us over this. And it isn't, you are right to point out that it is along the front of the road. But it isn't just along the front of the road, because the new BRT system involves double yellow lanes being put in the various streets, both along the Andersonstown Road and the Falls Road. And they aren't just going along the front of the road, they're also going into residential estates. So really this is having the impact of pushing, not just blocking people from outside their very front doors, but also pushing retail parking further into estates and exacerbating the already existing problem that we have around car parking in West Belfast. So I don't have a figure about how many disabled people are affected. Obviously, you have to wrap every door and ground every single person to do that. But my sense of it is that it's quite a large number of people, and it really it isn't sustainable for those people. I mean, for example, I had one constituent come to me who couldn't even get deliveries to his door. So not only could he park, not only could he not park outside his door, but he couldn't get an oil delivery, he couldn't order a Tesco shopping delivery, etc., etc. So that's a very unsustainable situation for somebody who's living with a disability, obviously.
Are you getting the same number of complaints? Now, you don't represent East Belfast, but are councillors who you're liaising with, maybe even from other parties or independent councillors or people who have a general interest in public affairs, are there as many complaints on the run from Dundonald to Belfast as there are on the run from Twinbrook to Belfast?
Well, honestly, I can't speak with any great authority on that matter, because people aren't coming to us on a constituency basis from East Belfast. But certainly all the mood music that I'm hearing is that these concerns exist in the east of the city just as much as they do in the west of the city. And in the meeting last week that endorsed the motion that I'll be proposing to Belfast City Council tonight, we agreed to have a short residence protest out the back of City Hall at 5:30 today. So that's open to everybody. It's open to people from across the city, from east, west, north and south. So that's happening at 5:30 today at the back of City Hall.
Okay, Matthew Collins from People Before Profit. Thank you for your pitch this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Do you agree or disagree with Matthew? Is he holding up progress, or is he absolutely stating it as it is? Your opinions, 02890 333 105.